Introduction. Experience from the Combat Training Centers, CTC, indicates that units struggle to conduct effective rehearsals, including the Brigade Combined Arms Rehearsal, CAR. This challenge is especially true at echelon, including fires, information collection, and sustainment. Time management has been identified as a key factor for units that fail in this task. It is time for leaders and staffs to plan sequencing of the various rehearsals, time for key personnel to attend designated rehearsals, and time to conduct the rehearsals to standard to drive the quality of the event. The rehearsal is a coordination event, not an analysis. It does not replace wargaming. Commanders wargame during the military decision-making process, MDMP, to analyze different courses of action to determine the optimal one. Rehearsals practice that selected course of action. Commanders should avoid making major changes to operation orders, op ords, during rehearsals. They make only those changes essential to mission success and risk mitigation. Effective and efficient units habitually rehearse during training. Commanders at every level routinely train and practice various rehearsal types. Local standard operating procedures, SOPs, identify appropriate rehearsal types and standards for their execution. All leaders conduct periodic after-action reviews, AARs, to ensure their units conduct rehearsals to standard and correct substandard performances. AARs also enable leaders to incorporate lessons learned into existing plans and orders, or into subsequent rehearsals. Adequate time is essential when conducting rehearsals. The time required varies with the complexity of the mission, the type, the technique, and the level of participation of the rehearsal. Units conduct rehearsals at all levels, using the most thorough techniques possible, given the time available. Under time-constrained conditions, leaders conduct abbreviated rehearsals, focusing on critical events determined by reverse planning. Each unit will have different critical events based on the mission, unit readiness, and the commander's assessment. This book is primarily concerned with rehearsals in support of unit operations and strategies at the brigade, division, and corps levels. However, rehearsals should be universally incorporated at every echelon, combat or training event, task, and procedure. Specifically, Appendix H of FM70 states, "A rehearsal is a session in which a staff or unit practices expected actions to improve performance during execution. Units conduct rehearsals before training events and early enough to conduct multiple rehearsals if necessary." Rehearsals provide an invaluable means of ensuring actions during training are synchronized and executed to standard. The takeaway from this is that rehearsals apply in both training and operations with minor differences in technique. Insights from the Combat Training Centers. Rehearsals are a lost art. Rehearsals can be done many ways. Record as much as you can in your SOP to facilitate integration into higher headquarters, as well as integration of attached subordinate units. Delineate roles and responsibilities during rehearsals to create detailed understanding across the formation. Finally, rehearsals are effective tools for implementing effective mission control within an organization, enabling specific functional tenets of the science of control and art of command. Rehearsals provide an effective platform to communicate the commander's intent, create a shared understanding, build cohesive teams, develop mutual trust, enable subordinates to exercise disciplined initiative, and identify opportunities to accept prudent risk. A rehearsal is a resource for planning the employment of, organizing, directing, coordinating, and controlling military forces for the accomplishment of assigned missions. ADRP 60 Mission Command.